You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
It's interesting. Marcy wrote in. It's not really her problem. She's kind of doing this for other people, but that's cool. It's an interesting story. She says, Dom and Jeremy, I'm writing for my sister and brother-in-law. After 11 years, they lost their chocolate lab, Dusty, who had to be peacefully put to sleep. It's been a traumatic time for both of them. My brother-in-law is pushing hard to immediately replace Dusty. But my sister is shocked that he could even suggest that after just 3 days. He asked me if he was being insensitive, and I thought I would ask my boys in the morning, is it too soon after 3 days to talk about getting a new dog? Thank you for considering my 5 calls says it all.
Wow.
Marcy.
Wow. Three days. Oh. Well, sometimes it helps with the pain, right? It's like getting a new boyfriend or new girlfriend immediately. It helps with the pain.
I understand. I had this conversation several years ago with somebody because they had a dog that was, you know, member of the family and all that, which mm-hmm. we totally understand. They are members of the family. And when somebody else asked them, well, are you going to get a new one right away? Their answer was, it's disrespectful to, in this case, Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
It's disrespectful to think that Dusty can be replaced in just 72 hours.
I can kind of see that because you had him for so long, but yet you can. You get a little puppy in there. Yes, you're still sad about Dusty, but then you're happy that you've got still another companion to carry on, you know, the doggy love in the family. I know multiple people who have dogs that are getting up there in years, and they've gone ahead and purchased that new puppy before the old one goes. They said, so you always have one in the transition, basically. Like, you're never without the dog. You know the end is near for one, so you go ahead and get that new one before it even goes.
Yeah, and you also
know. So you can just continue on.
The way puppies are, you know that puppy walks in and says, you know why I'm here, don't you?
Right, you know, which in a lot of cases pushes the older one over the edge even,
right.
You know.
You know why they got me, right? It's because, you know,
I'm the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, three days is quick.
There is that thing that, you know, you go in the house and their water bowl is still down there on the floor.
Yes, I know, it's so
like,
sad.
Oh,
you
God.
Think of them.
Rips your heart out.
It does, but, you know, a lot of people, and then this guy might be like that, they can't be without an animal. You know, it's just, it completes them. So, if he's okay with doing that, he's not disrespecting the dog. They had how many great years? How did they say how old he was? 13, 14?
11.
11 great years with Dusty, you know? They've got great memories. It's time to start new memories, Dom, with your new little fur baby.
I would vote the other way. I would vote that it's too soon. I don't know about it being disrespectful to Dusty, but it's...
I don't think so. But it's quick, but a lot of people are like that. They're just like, boom, let's get another one. We're happy with a dog.
Well, Jeremy says, go ahead and get the new dog right now.
I say they do it.
I say give it a little bit of time. I mean...
I need to know, though, if they're going out and getting another chocolate lab, because then that's kind of weird, you know?
Why? People do that. If they like certain people love Jack Russell Terriers,
like,
only get Jack Russell Terriers.
Then that's kind of disrespectful to the dog. If you're immediately replacing it with the exact same breed and color and...
Well, maybe they should
you're
go
trying to clone,
completely
you know?
Change species. Maybe they should get
maybe
like
get a yellow
turtle
lab.
Or something.
Turtle.
You know?
What?
303-691-1MIX. We need 5 calls on this.
Yeah.
Marcy says that her brother-in-law wants to know if he's being insensitive by pushing for a new pet immediately.
Mm. How many hundreds of thousands of dog owners do we have listening? We know you have an opinion on this.
So the question before the panel this morning, 5 calls says it all. What do you think? Wait, jump right back in. Get right back up on the dog. Rebecca, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think? There's no, I guess, right or wrong answer with this. There's no right, there's no wrong. People are different. But what would you say?
Well, it's not technically me. My 11-year-old daughter is a complete animal lover, wants to be a zoologist. And when she heard the question, she was kind of outraged at the wording of the question that people would replace their dog. And it's not really replacing. You have to honor that dog. And I feel like maybe you could get a dog, but the word replace is what.
What
really
word would you use?
Oh, maybe just getting an addition, adding to your family more. But replacing a dog is like, okay, we're done with you. Now we're getting a new one. And you have to honor the life of that dog and the love that it gave your family. But
you honor Dusty.
Really.
Oh,
see, I a little like Dusty.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. Rebecca, so, I am glad you called.
Yes,
thank you for listening with your daughter, and have a great day, okay?
No problem. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I always say this is outraged America.
I don't like the word outraged.
I don't think I would get outraged.
I wouldn't
over
be outraged about that, no.
But I like her point about honoring the dog.
That's right. So too quick.
Here comes Doug. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. This is Doug, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you, Doug. We appreciate that, sir. Thank you. What do you think about this situation?
Well, my opinion is, you know, that relationship you have with the dog is pretty important. I would say you go ahead and would like to get a new dog. My experience has been I had a couple labs, and, you know, after about 11 years, the second one passed, had like a stroke. And I was traveling quite a bit at the time. So I was just got back from China, and it was like middle of the week. So walking into an empty house without having that dog come up, you know, when you walk into the
you miss
house,
that, don't you?
Every, yeah.
Every you miss
day.
The greeting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I
you're saying
it.
You don't have to wait. You're telling Marcy that they should go ahead and get the next dog.
Yeah, you
right?
want that companionship.
You want the, yeah. You know, yeah, that's a relationship that is really special. And, you know, you don't really replace them, but having that relationship.
You miss that nose right in the crotch when you get home, don't you, Doug? That's what you miss.
Doug, we got to move on. Thank you for
your
call, and thank you for listening for so long. We appreciate that. Here's Jamie. Jamie, good morning. Welcome to the show. Are we waiting, or are we getting a new dog?
We're definitely getting a new dog.
Yeah?
No waiting. Your phone is breaking up on us,
Jamie. Okay, so get the new dog.
But I got the vote. Thank you for the call. Christine, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Howdy.
Well, howdy do.
Hey there, cowgirl. What do you think we're doing here? Are we waiting or not?
No, not waiting. I actually am one who's had numerous German shepherds, and when we know that one is heading out the door, we get another one.
So oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, the old man can train the puppy and be like the old man.
You know, that's a pretty smart move, actually, because the new one will follow the old one around and
exactly.
and learn. But you're okay with just, you know, going right into a new puppy right after one dies, though, huh?
Absolutely. Having another one as a backup crotch sniffer.
Thank you.
I've started a theme.
Thank you for the vote, Christine. Now, we should point out that it's too late.
It's too late to do that.
In this situation.
Yeah,
I mean, Dusty the chocolate lab is gone. So, all right. Okay. Let's try to take a couple more quickly here. Christine, thank you for that call. Here's Siobhan. Siobhan, welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
I say get another dog. If they went to an animal shelter, they would see thousands of dogs needing a good home, a forever home. So get another dog. Go rescue a dog.
That's what we did.
Very good.
Siobhan, thank you.
Thank you for saying that. And here's Brittany. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think it's okay to get a new dog. I'm also thinking, like, you know, he also lost a dog, and people grieve differently. And if you feel like he should get, like, he needs another dog, then that should be okay, too, just like hers. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's got to be a compromise between both of those individuals.
Sure, maybe give it a week instead of 3 days.
Yeah, and here's the thing, mm-hmm. Brittany. We know that if he, because he's, like you said, he's grieving in his way, and if he mm-hmm. brought home another puppy, she might walk in and in the first minute be like, oh, I can't believe you did this. And in the second minute, she'd be like, oh, look how cute.
Oh, yes, my goodness.
This was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brittany, I'm glad you called us. Thanks for listening. Have a fun day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Jeremy, this was overwhelming.
It was like a blowout, wasn't it?
We actually did six calls. Six. 5-1 said, now is okay.
So go do it. Get a new fur baby.
Marcy, talk to your sister and your brother-in-law and let them know that Dom and Jeremy listeners said it's okay.
And shout out to Dusty.
Yeah.